Behind each dark corner and blind spaces and hidden shadows, these faces emerge, watching me along my travels. The company I keep is within me. Alone I speak to the trees, the moon, and my stones, those which have shown me true colors and none other. I seek love for my sisters and brothers, from the earth and the stars above us. I know it's here, but we act as though the tone of our skin and the distance between our beliefs is enough to keep this family spread apart into pieces. I've had enough now. You are my equal. People, you are my blood. This world is our home together, where we must learn to tread lightly and rise above all that's fallen. It's done and done. We are a tribe, full of colors, shapes, sizes, and different minds. So I spend time alone with much food for thought, wishing that I could show you all the rhythm of vision within this dream I have got to get with it. 'Cause right now we are imprisoned by our own fears, subliminal messaging and impulse decisions with no comprehension of what you're backing. Quit acting as though you know the outcome of what has yet to happen. Now we need to stand up and communicate a revolution, a true movement to influence more than just the nation. Now I speak of another level of understanding, that we as people are more than capable of sustainable living. Yet we rape the world and pay no mind to the cries of Mother Nature. Why is it we play dumb? So we can place the hate on someone else? As long as it's not us that takes the blame for what we've done, it's okay? Hold up, wait. I'm confused. Who is to say this is our chosen path? Our future, past, or present? When it comes down to the basics of survival, it's all irrelevant. Only the truth will let the inner light shine on your raw beauty inside, so don't hide it. Share it with pride. Take responsibility for yourself and your actions, and keep your word as bond, so that we may count on each other when something happens. Figure out what's gone wrong. It's not that hard. It's just the way we've been raised that's taught us to live as gods, take what we want with no regard. And man, it's killing me slowly. I've got to constantly remind myself to not take it personally. But I do. You see, I got to raise my son here, too. And I want him to grow up in a world without questions about oil and water wars, genocide and oppression. And you may think that's far-fetched, man, but that's what I'm telling you. Here I am, now, manifesting this.